The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, and it's May 1st, 2023. Now, depending on whatever your persuasion is, May 1st is cause célèbre. You have different means or reasons why you're either one of these struggling workers that, you know, the labor unions like to adopt this, or you're Asian American. It's the start of Asian American Appreciation Month. And, you know, they already have February is the Black History Month. And yeah, the rest of us just kind of like, huh, okay, what about us crackers out here?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, crackers. You know, honkies, whiteys. Yeah. What about us? The United White College Fund. How about that? Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it?
Mine is a terrible thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they make fun of all that, don't they? We used to be able to make fun of it all and just laugh it off. And now it's like, oh, my God, did you hear what he said? You know, now it's crazy. This is what our society has morphed into. I don't know if you like it or not. Whatever. I got some new announcements to make here. The Power Mall is we're going full tilt boogie here. And for those of you who have questions about anything on the Power Mall, because that's how we support ourselves, we have numerous ways you can contact us with your questions. First off, you can call or you can text us at 877-817-9829. You can use the live chat on thepowermall.com. Every time you log on, you'll see that hi and that waving hand comes up. Got a question? You can use that. And then you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. So there's three different ways you can get a hold of us. In addition to the weekly promotions, we're now offering the daily deal. Every day at midnight, a new product will pop up. That'll be featured to make sure you check back every day at thepowermall.com and click that daily deal tab and enjoy saving. You can also click the daily deal banner featured on the homepage or use a direct link to shop at thepowermall.com with the daily deal widget. And of course, as part of our action item, told you we were going to do something new because, see, we're trying to figure out, because our funding has been way down, we need your help to continue the show. So we have a Power Mall open from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central. And here's what's going on. This is the new thing. The new thing. We got the new thing. Joyce Riley coffee mug fundraiser to keep shortwave on. We have brand new coffee mugs with Joyce Riley with a Constitution in the background that says knowledge is power. And on the backside, it has the Power Hour logo. And you can get the coffee mug when you donate $100 or more to raise funds for the shortwave frequency. Of course, you know, Joyce would want to make sure we stay on shortwave, which is why we're featuring her on this beautiful mug. And you'll like it when you see it. You can see it on the powerhour.com and on the powermall.com. We put it up there for you so you can look at it. So if you donate $100 or more, you get one of these coffee mugs, and that includes shipping. You don't have to pay for shipping. We're going to send you a coffee mug if you donate $100 or more, all right? That's one way we can try to keep shortwave on, and you can look at Joyce Riley's picture while you drink your coffee in the morning with me. Of course, I have my Text It Now mug for those of you who can see me. I haven't got my Joyce Riley mug yet. We have closeouts, and of course, 30% off Global Healing Center Acid Reflux, which expires this month, and close out 30% off Silver Shield Sanitizer. We do have our pocket constitutions now back in stock. So for those of you who need to send little reminders to people about the fact we live in a constitutional republic, yeah, because people like Pelosi hate a democracy. You just hate these old curmudgeons that get on TV and talk all about how our democracy is being ruined by the other side to democracy. You know, the talking heads, everything they spew is democracy. But if you read the Constitution, it doesn't say anything about that. It doesn't say we have a democracy. It says we have a constitutional republic run by and owned by we the people. Of course, our government has forgotten that. No, they want to arm a whole bunch of IRS agents. The IRS has those ads back up again. Must be able to carry and lawfully possess a firearm. Why would they do that? Why would they arm all these CID agents? Well, you know, see, the thing is when they're armed, we the people have to be a little more concerned. And I'll get to that in a minute because we got some articles out there that you'll be interested to hear about. We're doing our spring sale. You get 15% off allergy relief products, quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, as well as Optavita digestive enzymes. And we get some new products on new kids on the block. North American Urban Spice Purely Liver, which is grass-fed and finished beef liver, the most nutritious food you can possibly eat, which is why North American Urban Spice created it. 100% grass-fed, finished New Zealand beef liver with no additives or chemicals. And we've got Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst. This is a natural plant-grown alternative invented more than 40 years ago by award-winning chemist Dr. John W. Willard, who got his PhD from Purdue. Plant Catalyst is a water additive that boosts the plant's ability to more fully absorb and utilize nutrients. This proprietary blend improves the uptake and assimilation of nutrients into plant cells so they can devote more energy to growing and flourishing. Of course, we have Optavita Sugar to Fiber out there and Raw Pine Power Plus. Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit, because as you're growing your garden, which you should be doing out there, I'm growing mine. I'm going to have to start transplanting stuff because it's gotten so big it's taken over the beds. That's how crazy it is. I mean, my beans literally are almost a foot tall. It's been 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks almost. Yeah, they're going to start sprouting the actual beans themselves here pretty soon. If you have a question or comment for today's broadcast, but you don't want to call in, you can text us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. If you have a topic or guest recommendation or any questions, you know, you can always email us or you can call 877-817-9829, press number 2. That'll get you to the Power Hour. We can leave a voicemail. For those of you who don't have the capability of listening to anything but by phone, you can call 631-359-8232 and listen to us there. And, of course, you know, folks on the Rents Radio Network, good morning. We appreciate you joining us this morning. If you appreciate what we do and listen to the show, make a purchase at the Power Mall or make a donation. Over $100 will get you one of those Joyce Riley coffee mugs. And, of course, you know, we provide educational interviews. And, by the way, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, PhD, will be joining us to talk about where the Great Reset is at now. Is it in full swing? Is it in motion? Are we saying no enough? We'll find that out in our next hour. Dr. Karen Becker is going to be talking about on Tuesday how your pet can live a longer life. Yeah, there are ways to do that, believe it or not. And of course, for those of you who want to send your donations in, if you don't want to do it by phone, you can send a check or money order cash to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we have the partners tab, by the way, the partner. Are you a partner? Howdy, partner. You can keep the Power Hour on the air by going to the partners tab on thepowerhour.com. Now, we've got the new EMF rocks grounded by nature and harmonize the vibration and coexist with EMF Tesla crystals. And, of course, that list keeps growing, like Genesis Gold Group, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, Optavita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Bulk Herbs and Spices, and Flag Connections. If you make a purchase with one of our partners, now this is important because we're finding out that people who call up forget to tell when they contact through one of our partners in the Partners tab. we want you to take a few minutes to call or let us email us and let us know that you bought something through one of our partners, because we need to make sure we're getting credit for your purchases. We've discovered a few things, a couple of things. People made large purchases, and we didn't know about it until much later. And, of course, we ended up contacting the vendor, and the vendor goes, oh, no, no problem. And we got credit for that purchase. But we want to make sure that we get credited, because the thing is that's how we stay on the air. When you don't call us and let us know you did that, then we have no way of tracking it. And we appreciate your signing up for our newsletters. That's important, too. The PowerMall.com and the PowerHour.com both have newsletter tabs you can click on. You can participate in the Power Hour forum. I think my my new garden photos are up. And you can share your thoughts with gardening and see how things are doing. How things are doing with others, and share tips about your gardening. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, reach out and touch someone, namely the program director. Tell them you want to hear the Power Hour. Are you a small business and you want to advertise with us? You can do that too by simply emailing us at support@thepowerhour.com. If you want to learn how to grow food, if you're having a problem with your garden, as some of you might be, you don't have a green thumb, you might be doing things wrong. Maybe you used too much nitrogen. Maybe you used the wrong ingredients. Maybe you didn't put enough eggshells in. I don't know. Maybe you're having a problem with composting. Well, we have a link under our email blast that you're going to be getting if you subscribe to it about how to make compost tea. And see, that is there to help, like fertilizer, natural fertilizer. So you're not sitting there spraying weed killer and all sorts of other crap all over your groceries. I mean, it's bad enough that you go to the store and all this stuff is contaminated with pesticides. You don't need to be doing that at home. So that's why we have a free webinar, powerhourfood.com. Marjorie Wildcraft will be teaching you how to get your garden started. It's not too late. I know it's Mayday. See, and you know, you really wonder why they use that terminology when an airplane is in trouble or someone is in trouble. They usually say SOS, you know. But no, they go, Mayday, Mayday, you know. it's really funny. This date has so many connotations. It's normally when it started back in England, believe it or not, May 1st, they were celebrating the period of time between the spring equinox and summer solstice, okay? And they would dance around the maypole. And somebody was thinking, maypole. Wow, let's name our cereal, let's shorten it a little bit and call it maypole. Remember that? Way back when, I want my maypole! You know, come in chocolate flavor and whatnot. You know, this is how they get the crap into you to start with. When they program you to, oh, you got to have the four food groups. Yeah, remember the pyramid? Yeah. I want my maypole. Yeah, maypole. Sounds like maypole. I know. I'm probably reaching back into the crevices of your conscious. Wow, Dave, you're dating yourself again. Yeah, remember that Marky? Was it Marky Maypole? Is that what it was? You're probably getting a chuckle out of that. Rick Satellite Systems. This week, Rick will be on Friday to give away another one. Another satellite system, a Galaxy 19 KU band, free-to-air satellite system from ricksatelliteusa.com. For those of you who have questions about it, you can call 816-228-1801. Now, this is the deal about this. This is a one-time purchase, $269, includes shipping. I've gotten mine already. And you basically get this giant satellite dish. It's probably at least 36 inches wide. And you mount it pointing up to Galaxy 19. And you get all these great channels. We're on number one. And, of course, Rick is watching us. Good morning to you, Rick Kaler. We appreciate that up in Blue Springs, Missouri. We've already given away one to a deserving vet. And Rick's giving another one away that was donated by one of our anonymous donors. And we appreciate you more than you know. This Friday, May 5th. And then Rick loves what we're doing, and he is actually going to donate one. Wow. So that's another one we're going to give away. So here's the thing. If you want to put your name in for the drawing, you basically contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. Email us a letter, Tell us why you're deserving of that satellite system, all right? Or you can send to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Send a snail mail letter. And you may be the deserving recipient of one of those satellite systems. Amazing how that works, huh? See, all the things that we try to do to keep this thing going. In world news at 7:15, more than 38 fighter jets and other warplanes from China's military allegedly flew near Taiwan in the latest chapter of military escalation from the regime since it began staging war games around the island earlier in April. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry announced the incident over the weekend and its daily update of the Chinese military activities from the previous 24 hours. A Philippine patrol vessel, meanwhile, nearly collided with a Chinese Coast Guard ship near the Spratly Islands yesterday in a series of the latest of incidents showing the Philippines are standing up to the Chinese territorial aggression. The Sunday incident occurred while a literal boatload of international journalists was watching, having been invited on a tour of the Spratlys by the Philippine Coast Guard. Reporters watched as Chinese ships followed and harassed two Philippine ships over the course of 6 days, culminating in a Chinese ship violently maneuvering to block one of the much smaller Philippine vessels near the Second Thomas Shoal. It's amazing how they come up with specifics here. So, you know, don't want to start a war, but then you have a Chinese ship maneuvering to block you and get in your way. Fortunately, smaller ships move faster than bigger ships. So the Chinese Communist Party, by the way, the CCP, passed its newly revised anti-espionage law, which will come into effect on July 1 of this year. It's expanded the definition of espionage is what it's done, making it broader and vaguer. So all of you people over in China risk being taken. You understand what I just said? I don't know why you're over there, but see, what they're doing is they're going to start targeting businesses. So all of you folks over there that think you want to do business with China, you know, what's to stop? Now think about this for a minute. What's to stop U.S. businesses from going over there, setting up a complete business, showing all these local workers in China how to run it, and then all of a sudden have the Chinese government come in and accuse you of espionage? And that's what they're doing, targeting foreign companies and dissidents. And all of a sudden they call you a dissident and they take your company away. They nationalize it. They put all the leaders of the company that are over in China in jail. And I mean, what's the U.S. company going to do about it? Sit there and scream bloody murder to the United States government after we told you not to go there and cater to these people in the first place? And all of a sudden, that Chinese is going to take it over. End of story. There goes your business. Yeah, we got a little message for you people that own Ford products. You might want to trade them in. We'll tell you why here in a bit. North Korean state media announced that they're going to launch a space program. They want to put a spy satellite up there now. Kim Jong-un boasted last week his military now has the capability to put a spy satellite in orbit. No such launch has taken place. Well, I don't know. We've had Senator Bob Hall, on our show, and he has said that North Korea does have two satellites up there. Now, do we know that for a fact? I don't know. Are you up in space with the rest of them? How do you know who has satellites up there? Hell, we don't know. Nobody knows who's, we see these rockets getting launched up there. We know there's an international space station. Anybody with stargazing equipment can find that. And of course, the Hubble telescope, you know, you can see that if you have that kind of software. A massive fire erupted at an oil reservoir in Crimea after it was hit by a drone, according to a Russia-appointed official. The Moscow-installed governor, Mikhail Revozhayev, he's the Black Sea Peninsula port city of Sevastopol, posted videos and photos of the blaze on his Telegram channel. Was it really a good death or was it murder, according to the UK? We've had gentlemen on this program that have been writing songs about it, as a matter of fact. Tens of thousands of people there have allegedly been murdered via involuntary euthanasia in hospitals and care homes run by the UK's National Health Service. They administer midazolam, a sedative drug often used in the US for execution via lethal injection, and morphine. Victims' families allege the NHS is responsible for the involuntary euthanasia of up to 457 people a day without consent of patients or their caregivers. Deaths often attributed to COVID pneumonia. The process typically begins with a do not resuscitate or do not attempt resuscitation form. Boy, doesn't that sound like halt hospital homicide to you? It's often recommended simply based on a person's age. Protocol stems from the Liverpool Care Pathway for the Dying Patient, a government-backed pathway to euthanasia, during which patients were drugged and deprived of food, water, and medical treatments, even in cases when recovery may have been possible. That allegedly was abolished in 2014, but its practices continued and accelerated during the pandemic. So again, we reiterate, the World Health Organization is seeking to cement its control over global health through amendments to the International Health Regulations and its pandemic treaty, which will grant WHO power over far more than pandemic responses. It emphasizes the One Health agenda, which combines human health, animal health, and environmental concerns into one nice, neat little gift wrap bow for all of you morons out there that think that the WHO is
all-seeing, all-knowing.
Yeah, the WHO is not your God. Remember that. 16 species of insects have been approved for human consumption in Singapore. Insects that haven't historically been eaten by humans are going to undergo approval through a different framework. The industry is unsure how consumers are going to accept you release the bugs. Proponents anticipate campaigns to normalize the behavior are going to make it more acceptable. Globalists love that idea. They hope to elevate eating insects to cool kids. Yes, cool kids eat cockroaches. I could just see that going over here in this country, right? Oh, Mom, it's a bug. Here, eat that. Yeah. Wow. Green Agenda just cherry picks all these flawed ideas and presents them as fact, don't they? The idea that nitrogen fertilizer is a pollutant that can only be reined in by eliminating farming. Well, if you don't have farming, you don't have food, you moron. DARPA is even on the insect bandwagon. Jeez. See, here's the thing. When you start disrupting the food chain, they're going to find all sorts of ways to gather insects. But you understand that insects serve as food for the food chain. That's what they're there for. Bigger animals that eat insects by nature. Wow. They're part of the natural life cycle. They're part of our ecosystem. And when you start disturbing that, you mess up everything. You take away the insects and you start feeding people with insects and you disrupt the ecosystem. Do you understand what I just said? I think you do. These people that are all about global whatever, they don't get it. We're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, PhD, about that in our next hour. So I'm not going to get crazy on that issue right at the moment. But a Texas Department of Public Safety official told Breitbart in Texas that Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents took on nearly 21,000 Venezuelan migrants into custody during a 12-day period. And there's like 20,000 to 30,000 more just sitting there in Juarez, Mexico, waiting to come across their border. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, meanwhile, is calling on the FBI, that's like falling on deaf ears, to launch a full-scale investigation into the whereabouts of 85,000 migrant children who have been released into the U.S. under Biden, but whom the Department of Health and Human Services has lost all contact with. What do you think happened to these unaccompanied alien children? They got released to adult sponsors? What do you think they're doing? You think they're ending up in a widespread labor trafficking pipeline as well as sex trafficking? Well, good possibility of that. We'll see. Just Senator Hawley, I know your intentions are good, but we'll see whether the FBI does a damn thing about it because we don't think they will. We think they don't care. The FBI's got bigger fish to fry. They want to go after us domestic terrorists. Remember that? Oh. Cleveland, Texas. Not a pretty picture right now. Everybody's looking for Francisco Oropeza. He's 39 years old. He's a Mexican national, according to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers. What did Oropeza do? Well, I guess his neighbors got him pissed off. He was out there shooting. Oh, we're just hearing Tim Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive. Their guitar player just passed away. Back to this news story here. Special agent in charge of the FBI field office said Oropeza should be considered armed and dangerous as a threat to the community. Now, he was out there in his backyard firing his rifle. The neighbors came out and says, hey, could you stop? We got a baby trying to sleep. So he goes and shoots all five family members in the head, his next door neighbor. And then he takes off. Now they're looking for him. This guy had been deported three previous times, got back into the U.S., and you see, this is what's happening. This Mexican national is now wanted for five alleged murders in three separate incidents. Yeah. So, man, I'm telling you, see, this is a sign of things to come. This is what's going to happen because you let all these people in here, including the ones that have violent tendencies, and this is what you get. Now, we don't know whether this guy got that weapon legally, illegally, whatever the case may be. All I know is that the FBI now says he's armed and dangerous. And so now they're looking for him. They've apparently expanded their dragnet out about 20 miles. Good luck with that. This Mexican national has connections. He's way outside there by now. They'll try to find him. You watch. They got his picture. That's good enough. Now, you want to know what the blowback is about Fox News? When Tucker Carlson was basically, by agreement, edged out, he had 2.65 million viewers, according to Nielsen, which ranks TV shows. The data shows Brian Kilmeade's substitute hosting gig for Fox News Tonight saw ratings of 2.59 million on Monday, 1.7 million on Tuesday, and 1.33 million on Wednesday, respectively. Last Wednesday, Carlson drew about 3 million viewers, according to Nielsen, but the 9 p.m. Fox News program hosted by Hannity drew 2.5 million on Monday, 2 million on Tuesday, 1.7 million on Wednesday. Laura Ingraham's Ingraham Angle drew 2.156 million on Wednesday, but this past Wednesday, 2 days after Carlson was confirmed gone, her show drew 1.55 million viewers. Jesse Waters also saw a decline in his show. It saw an audience of 1.558 million, but a week prior was at 2.1. So they're all dropping. Nobody wants to watch Fox anymore. We're talking about the most popular demographic, 25 to 54. That's the age coveted by advertisers. Gutfeld. That's the most watched show on Fox, 2.02 million, according to the latest figures. We will be back with more news about what Ron DeSantis is doing to fix the election. He gets to run for president and still remain governor if he doesn't get in the primary. Wow. We'll talk more about that after we come back from this break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May Day, 2023, May 1. Florida Republican lawmakers just sent Ron DeSantis, the governor, legislation that gives him the okay to run for president without resigning. Make sweeping changes to the election law, which, by the way, a federal appeals court upheld last week that, among other modifications of election rules, added security measures on the use of drop boxes, yeah, and put restrictions on voting by mail in the Sunshine State. That's right. This is the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S., in Atlanta, reversed a lower court's ruling that struck down a law passed by Florida's Republican majority legislature in 2021, siding mostly with Florida's GOP lawmakers in a legal battle that lasted for 2 years. But Ron DeSantis can now run for president. He signed it. Basically, the resign to run law doesn't apply to those campaigning for president or vice president. Of course, that's what it clarifies. The topic had received much debate and attention as DeSantis nears the likely launch of his campaign. It makes changes to that election law, as we said. Democrats, of course, are complaining about it. It's going to hurt all communities of color. No, it does not. It does not. They really think that Blacks, African Americans, I don't care what you call them. We all had names throughout the ages, like they had of us. And everybody called me a Polack when I was in school and told me Polack jokes. And I would just laugh because we would just sit around thinking of funny Polack jokes, think stuff up. And I would just laugh. Hey, we all did that because it was fun. Now it's not fun because we found out that we could weaponize jokes against specific races. Now all of a sudden you're a racist because, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I know. We can think of a lot of different jokes and we can't say that anymore because that would be politically incorrect. You see how our country has been molded into BS? This is all part of the Great Reset. Now imagine that you didn't pay your property taxes. Imagine that. If you live in the following states, besides the District of Columbia, you should understand that if you don't pay your property tax, let's say, for example, that your home is almost paid off. Let's say that you have tens of thousands of dollars in equity. Well, there's 12 states plus D.C. that allow local authorities to foreclose on properties over unpaid taxes and keep everything. They don't have to give you any surplus back at all. That means if you've got $200,000 in equity and they sell your property because you didn't pay your taxes, you don't get the change after the taxes are paid off. Oh, no, no, no. No, the local authorities get all that money. So if you live in Maine, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Alabama, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Colorado, Arizona, and Oregon, you are at risk, if you can't pay your property taxes, of losing your property to local authorities and not getting a dime back. In every other state, that practice is illegal. Not in the ones I just told you. They literally can come take your property, sell it, and you don't get squat. Got that? Maybe that, if that doesn't make you think about moving, nothing will. See, because they keep raising taxes to pay for all these socialist BS programs. And pretty soon you get choked off and you can't pay them. Then it makes it very difficult to sell your house because people looking at your listing are going to go, oh my God, look at the taxes. Whoa, I'm not going to buy that and have to pay those taxes. See, they don't even understand what the local law says about not paying your taxes and what happens to your home then. See, they don't understand it because they're ignorant. And see, the people that actually go out. Yeah, we're just getting news in here that Chase Bank has officially bailed out First Republic Bank after the taxpayers got screwed. Yeah, we took it on the chin. We, the people, are taking that one on the chin as well because the government's bails out them. That means it comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. But then Chase took it over in a fire sale. Wonderful. There's another issue going on I wrote about in Substack. My latest Substack article talks about this mortgage foreclosure defense attorney named Matt Widener, who got on television and blasted the Osceola County forensic examination, which my team and I did back in 2014. Said it wasn't worth the paper it was printed on. Of course, he was flipping through the top pages of the 758-page report without going to the attorney opinion letter on the back. The last four pages were the attorney opinion letter, which agreed with everything we said in that report. Well, now he's shifted gears, and what he's doing, he is working for the city of Bradenton, and he is going around foreclosing on homeowners' properties because they didn't pay code enforcement fines. There's a story about that in our email blast, and it's on my Substack as well, the latest post. For those of you who want to go to Substack and look me up there, Dave Krieger, at Substack. The Kansas legislature has officially revived a bill defining biological sex in areas like restrooms and locker rooms. That bill now becomes law. Why? Because the House voted 84 to 40 and the Senate voted 28 to 12, overriding Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The Women's Bill of Rights has also been called the bathroom bill by opponents, but Senate Bill 180 is now law. That means that if you are biologically male, whether you identify as a woman or not, you get to use the men's restroom and the men's locker room. No more men going into the girls' locker rooms, taking their clothes off, showing their wankers off to girls in the locker room. And boy, that's just, you know, we heard about something over the past week about one of these trans teen men doing that and getting into a brawl with the girls. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that didn't become more commonplace, that these trans teen boys that go into girls' locker rooms start getting the piss beat out of them. You know, I mean, if women, you got to figure this out. You got to have to stand up to this. I understand, you know, just saying no only goes so far, and the school boards don't care. So, I mean, what are we the people supposed to do? You know, it's really weird. You know about our moral compass, right? Authorities in Illinois have charged a 79-year-old man with murder after he allegedly shot and killed his 59-year-old neighbor following an argument over a leaf blower. Ettore Lache was arrested without incident in his home on Tuesday, according to Lake County Sheriff's Office, charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the shooting death of William Martis. Martis is out there using his leaf blower, blowing the leaves off his walkway in his driveway, and apparently Mr. Lache didn't like it. And he told him, stop using the leaf blower. It was annoying him. And the guy says, look, I'm just cleaning off my driveway. He comes over and shoots him in the head. Oh, wonderful. And then walks off, doesn't call the cops, doesn't do anything. They found William Martis dead in his driveway later. Wow, you know about the moral compass here, huh? Friends of former Representative Anthony Weiner, remember him? Weiner. Remember him? Convicted sex offender? All of his friends are now urging him to run for political office again, making a comeback by pitching himself as a moderate Democrat to rebuild New York City. Believe it or not, Kurt Sliwa, the former GOP mayoral candidate, remember the guy with the red beret that used to ride the subways upholding law and order? He and others are encouraging Weiner to run for office again. Wow. Yeah, he was, you know, he's the one that took pictures of his wanker and sent it to people, including a minor. That's what got him in prison. Man, when you get sex offenders running for New York City mayor, you people really got to screw loose. Anybody vote for that guy? Oh, why not? Maybe he'll send pictures of his wanker to us. Yeah, perbs. Miami of Ohio women's basketball coach has resigned her position as amid reported accusations she was involved with a player. Yeah, Deonna Hendricks stepped down Wednesday of last week after text messages allegedly showed the extent of the situation. Shortly after the university's athletic department reportedly learned about 180 text messages during an 11-day span to this unnamed player, she was suspended for inappropriate relationship. It's against school policy. Didn't stop her. I love you. You're my baby. Yeah. 19-year-old woman found dead in the University of Kansas in a sorority house. Horrible nightmare, according to authorities. Horrible nightmare. What do you think she died of? Fentanyl overdose? Sure didn't get the COVID jab. I don't know. I don't know. There's several different reasons she could have died. I mean, 19 years old. What could you possibly get into? She was found dead in her bed. Doesn't look like foul play, but something happened. So she either got the jab or she took something laced with fentanyl. I mean, there's any number of possibilities. They're not releasing it because the response teams, EMS and everything that showed up there said it was a medical emergency. She was already gone by the time they got there, right? And they can't tell us what happened. And you know our nation's in moral decline if you find you can't even go out and play a damn game of golf. Believe it or not, in Florida, of all places, you would think that these people could be nice, but two parties of golf foursomes devolved from duffers to dukers as they launched into a brawl on the tee of a course in Lakeland, Florida. The video of the incident's gone viral. The first video was posted to Instagram by Zyre Golf. The melee developed at Lakeland's Cleveland Heights course sometime last week. They were literally calling each other's names, and then it turned to fisticuffs. And it's all because of the fact that they wouldn't let him play ahead. The people behind were hitting the people in front with their balls and just playing like right up to them. They can't stand there and wait. So you got to slow force them out there.
Well, I was just trying to put my putter in the hole.
Yeah, sure you were. Oh, the choice names in this news story, man, they were, you wonder about senior citizens probably, because that's who usually you find on the golf courses. Reminds me of that movie with Michael Douglas falling down where he goes in there with a shotgun and then you watch the guy's golf cart take off and go down in the, while he's having an incident, needs his nitroglycerin tablets and he can't get them. Said, yeah, your golf course. Yeah, right, your golf course.
Hey, I'm a member of this golf club and I deserve everything.
You see how the moral decline? You see how these entitled get on the golf course and they behave like children? Little kids that, you know, the kind that you see screaming and whining in the checkout line wanting candy they can't have. This is exactly the kind of asinine behavior. Oh my God. That shows you moral decline. You can't have people saying, look, I'm sorry we're playing so slow. Gentlemen, do you want to go ahead and play ahead? You see, they could have let him do that. I do that all the time. If we're poking around on the course having fun and somebody wants to play through, we'll stand by and wait. I mean, it's just time. Time on the golf course, time to get along, time to have a little camaraderie with your friends and get out and communicate all the things you weren't allowed to do when you were locked down. And this is how we behave. Man, you know we're in moral decline if it comes to fisticuffs on a damn golf course. These people are nuts. This is part of the nature of the entitlement, the dawning of the age of entitlement. You know, see, this is a thing. We're in a unprecedented disinformation campaign where liars are claiming everyone else is giving out misinformation, basically turning truth on its head. We've been inundated with so much propaganda. You know, the only relevant good news is people are starting to catch on and their trust in mainstream media has dropped to an all-time low. Even Fox News, look at their ratings. Ever since Tucker Carlson, who was probably telling more truth than not, even he used the word democracy in his narratives. Nope. Can't agree with that, Tucker. Sorry. That's where I draw the line. We're in a constitutional republic. You've got to stop this propaganda brainwashing people into thinking we have a democracy. Because, see, this is what all the people that go out and riot, and they're all claiming that the GOP is responsible for the decline of democracy. Oh, God. And then they blame the Democrats. You see how the shift show works? Tit for tat. This is nutty. In the Second Amendment era, because we are rapidly approaching, U.S. District Judge Stephen McGlynn issued a preliminary injunction against Illinois assault weapons ban last Friday, noting in his opinion there's already plenty of gun laws on the books and they need to be enforced. McGlynn, by the way, appointed to the court by Donald Trump as a U.S. District Judge. See, they're not enforcing their current laws, but yet they want to have an assault weapons ban, which Pritzker signed into law. The libtard, you know, the governor's office. Yeah, there's a sign of somebody who's healthy. Yeah, JB, yeah, you just got your assault weapons ban overturned. GOP Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky is warning people about the Biden administration's push to create a federal registry for gun owners that have pistol braces. According to the Kentucky lawmaker, the federal government's threatening jail time for those who don't comply. So you got to get rid of your pistol braces, folks. Just take them off your guns. Leave them off until this thing blows over. In the meantime, we have a video, which we are posting under the Second Amendment category of our email blast on how to properly clean and lubricate an AR-15. Bet you didn't see that coming. Yeah, because you see, here's the thing. If you've got people like this Mexican national running around your neighborhood and you don't have a way to defend yourself, what's to stop this guy from shooting you in the head? Nothing. That's what I mean. The more these illegal immigrants they let into this country, and the more we multiculturalize America, the worse it's going to get. In the health category, we have now reports. We talked about this with Dave Stetzer on our show last week. 5G is creating what we call microwave syndrome. After a 5G base station was installed within 60 meters of her second floor apartment, a middle-aged, otherwise healthy Swedish woman developed debilitating symptoms corresponding with radio frequency microwave syndrome, according to researchers at the Environment and Cancer Research Foundation in Sweden. It was a third such case they documented. According to their state, the case study published in the Annals of Clinical and Medical Case Reports, fifth generation 5G wireless technology is being rolled out worldwide despite no previous research on possible negative effects on human health and the environment. You watch what happens when they roll it out in your neighborhood. It's one thing. I remember our neighbors up in East Texas bought a house, mobile home, right underneath a high-tension power line. Oh, man, you might as well have put 30 meters on their side of their house. We don't even know whether they're alive. I haven't talked to them in a while. But this is a step we talked about. You know, we had some callers. I think it was Craig in Michigan that called up and said, hey, I was going to rent an apartment, and I wonder why the door was broken, and it was because they had to make an emergency run to get somebody out of there. I have medical issues. And as he was walking out, he noticed 30 meters, smart meters, on the wall of the apartment. I mean, thanks for the truth bomb, sir. We appreciate that. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And people just, whatever, 5G. Oh, 5G, where's my phone? Oh, look, it's so convenient. It's convenient. We can have connectivity. You see, this is what they want to tell you until the worst starts happening. You suffering from tinnitus or tinnitus, depending on where you are. We call it tinnitus. Ringing in the ears. You ever suffer with that and wonder why? All of a sudden you start getting it. Gee, I just moved into this apartment complex, or I just put a thing on my smart meter mounted in my house, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, I'm getting hit with this, and all of a sudden I got ringing in my ears. I don't know why. It just started happening. Yeah, maybe that's why. You need to take a look at your environment. It's a slow kill process. We don't even know what the 5G is doing with that graphene oxide that people have been injected with. 220 million plus people. You see, this is what the technology is designed to do. If 5G is causing those kinds of debilitating symptoms, imagine what they're doing, exciting all that graphene oxide in your system if you got the jab. And it's not messenger mRNA you got. It's modified mRNA. Let's get that straight. And they're admitting it now. They're admitting it wasn't messenger RNA. It was modified RNA that they put in the jab. That makes it a bioweapon. Robert Malone, you should really be proud of yourself.
Oh, I created mRNA.
Yeah, sure you did. And then look what they did with it. They took it and turned your invention into a bioweapon.
Duh.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm not having Robert Malone on my show. I would go off on that guy. I would chastise him till the cows came home. And
everybody knows Robert Malone is now. He's written a book.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Doesn't matter now. 220 million people plus bought into that crap from the government. And people just don't want to realize exactly what in the hell the government's got up its sleeve. And I'm not just talking about one political party or the other. I'm talking about both of them. The whole damn system's got an agenda. We'll talk to Dr. Michael Rechtenwald in this next hour about that, hopefully. The high-protein, low-calorie nut nutrition experts want you to eat more of
creamy, buttery, and imbued with a delightful green color.
Pistachios, a favorite nut all over the world. Their mild flavor is a crowd pleaser. In addition to their beloved taste, pistachios are packed with antioxidants, may increase weight loss, might lower cholesterol, help you meet your protein needs, and can be a natural sleep aids.
So go out and buy yourself a natural bag of pistachios. Coming soon to a grocery store near you.
I think it's already there. study shows, and this is in Spain, by the way, where they did this research, those women who are pregnant, if they had a vitamin D deficiency, which is basically what these lockdowns did, they didn't get regular sun exposure, the best source of vitamin D. 55.5% of pregnant women in the region in Spain that was studied were vitamin D deficient. But those on strict lockdown, the prevalence was significantly higher at 77.8%. Research indicates it includes preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, preterm birth, and cesarean delivery. All because of this. You know, we have Optavita vitamin D at the Power Mall. Yeah. Ford Motor Company is importing the new Lincoln Nautilus from China. I think we need to boycott them. I told you I was going to tell you about that. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Michael Rechtenwald, stay with us.
Health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? Optavita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your Optavita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.